We're on the road with the rock band Hunter Valentine, who starred in season 3 of The Real L Word on the Showtime network. And they're here to talk about their new CD, Collide and Conquer, and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, are you having a blast?
Oh, well, we are having a great time.
Tell us about Hunter Valentine, how the band came together a little bit.
This is Laura. I met Kiyomi in a dark, dirty bar in Toronto in 2003, and we sort of hit it off musically, and a year later ended up forming Hunter Valentine. That's sort of the short form version. We partied until the sun rose. A year later, that's who we became, this wonderful band, Hunter Valentine.
How did the Real L Word TV gig come about?
Actually, the casting director got in touch with our agents, and you know, we've been a band for a while now, and so we have a pretty strong internet presence. So they found the band through our following, and they contacted our agent. Originally, we thought that they just wanted to, like, shoot their show at one of our concerts, and it ended up that they actually wanted us to be on the show. So we went for the audition, and the rest is history. Nailed it! It's like we got the gig.
Can you talk about anything? What's coming on for the next season, or?
You know, I think they're still in negotiation.
Okay.
With what's going to happen. So we haven't really heard from them yet, and I'm sure we'll figure out what's going to happen for the future pretty soon.
Well, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine. You know, I've been watching The Real L Word since it started, and we both agreed that since they brought you all on board, it really became interesting again.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm serious, because we were kind of like getting to the point of, I don't know if I can go through another season, but you brought in a whole different dimension to the show, I thought, and so did my friends.
Well, we had said that we know that we're the kind of band that has, I mean, stuff happen to us all the time, and we're always, I mean, I guess most touring bands do, but we, for some reason, feel as though we have a very interesting story as a band, and we had always mentioned maybe doing our own sort of show. So when this came about, it was sort of, it went hand in hand. We said, well, we've always wanted to do some kind of reality television program. We never thought it was going to be The Real L Word, but we were very happy to accept it. But out there is that we'd love to have a spin-off show. I think that that would, you know, I think that would be really good. It definitely would be entertaining and slightly frightening, I'm sure, at times. If it had a genre, our show, I would classify it as horror meets comedy.
Tell us about your new CD, Collide and Conquer.
We recorded the record over the course of this past winter, and it was really our most collaborative effort. Vero, who has been in the band for just about a year now, is a singer-songwriter, and at the time we were working with another singer-songwriter who was on the show for a bit named Summer. and so we really, like, all brainstormed and came up with these songs together. So there is a really great range of different types of songs, like everything from hard rock to, you know, love ballads. And we're really happy with the outcome of it.
What would you like to accomplish with Hunter Valentine? I mean, you talked about, you know, maybe getting a spin-off television show coming off of The Real L Word, but what do you want for the band?
Really, we just want to be able to play to as many people in as many different places as possible. That's always been the goal of the band, and, you know, The Real L Word has really given us a platform to do that. We're headed to Japan at the end of the month, hopefully going to Australia, and, you know, we continue to tour North America, and we'll be in Europe as well. But, yeah, so really, that's always been the goal of the band, and we've just been given the tools to be able to accomplish that much more.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, you know, as a band, as a public figure, you're constantly in the spotlight, and, you know, we have a lot of young people that approach us and ask questions about their sexuality, and our contribution is to be a role model in terms of within the GLBT community. So, you know, whether it's we're on stage and we're playing a Pride festival, or we're answering an email about a kid who's getting bullied at school for being gay. That's kind of how we contribute. Or having a 50-year-old married woman confused because she's just finding out and that she's a lesbian and has children and is married and doesn't know what to do. Like, we get all kinds of different sort of, people, fans, friends that approach us. And so I feel like, you know, as my part of my contribution is just trying to be there and answer as many questions as possible, because, you know, we want to try to help anybody in any situation. You know,
but the more people that feel comfortable with themselves and feel like they have that positive, equal space, the more people, it's going to show the rest of the world that, you know, everybody deserves to have equal rights and that queer people are just the same as everyone else, you know?
What was your reaction to the Democratic platform and Obama finally coming out in support of marriage equality?
Well, I think it's great for the U.S., you know, majority of the band are Canadian, so we've been blessed and lucky enough to have the privilege of gay marriage, and we hope that the U.S. will be soon to follow our lead, you know. So it's great to see Obama stand up for gay rights.
It's huge.
It's huge, and we hope that it doesn't, like, sway the election in a negative way. We're all big Obama supporters over here.
What do you think about this anti-gay Republican platform they've inundated themselves with?
So, you know what, I feel like, you know, when Obama wasn't really saying much the first time around about anything about gay marriage and how he was sort of anti, I feel like it's what Mitt Romney's trying to do now, you know, trying to get in. Who knows, maybe he is a gay supporter, we just don't know it.
I'm pretty sure
he isn't, but he, you know, you have to play, I think it's all about playing the game. Politics is getting in by basically saying whatever you can to become a leader, and then once you're in, you can do whatever you want, but you can try to get away with as much as you can.
I think I'm pretty scared for America if Mitt Romney gets voted in. I don't know, like, it just seems their policies when it comes to equal and gay rights pretty ancient, and I just think it's time for change, and they're not going to be the ones to provide that change.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
You know, I think that a lot of good and positive advice comes from things like the It Gets Better campaign, and that's like a great thing for young kids to see. And, you know, when you're a teenager, everything carries so much more weight, and it's such a big deal. If you remember back to that time, you know? So teenagers are often a lot more sensitive, and you're going through a lot of change, and it's really hard. And then you add coming out to that whole equation, and it's that much more difficult. We actually wrote a song called Nowhere to Run, which is our sort of It Gets Better anthem, and it gives positive advice to those young kids, and we hope that they can listen to that song when they're having a bad day, and it can turn things around and give them a little bit of positivity, you know?
How can people get information about Hunter Valentine and your new CD?
We have our website, huntervalentine.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Hunter Valentine is the name.
Instagram, see what we're doing. Hunter Valentine.
Yeah. The Facebook group, you can like our Facebook group. And, you know, like, the most important thing to us is check out the website and look at the tour dates and see when we're coming to a city near you.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, I know that Laura always wants people to ask whether she's single or not.
No.
And Amy always wants people to ask about her love for cats. And what do I want people to ask me?
What kind of hair product do you use?
Oh, yeah, people always ask me what kind of hair product I use, which is, I find pretty silly. I'm just waiting for the day that I get endorsed by Paul Mitchell, you know?
Actually, I would love a bra endorsement.
Anyway, we're just being silly. I wish that people would ask more about the lyrics and the meanings of the songs. I don't really find that people do that. They ask pretty general questions. I find that your questions are pretty cool, because you touched on a few political things. it's always interesting to discuss, but people never ask about lyrics, but it just makes me feel like they don't actually listen to the songs.
So tell me about the lyrics.
Well, there's a lot of them. we have like 3 full-length records now, so there are a lot of lyrics. I think it's really cool to go back to the oldest one and see like the growth and the evolution of the lyric.
Definitely, it got deeper.
As a writer, you grow and you get a little bit deeper, but some of the ones from the first album, I was like, wow, what the hell was I going through? That's pretty intense. But, you know, on this record, we touch on all topics, like from anything from bullying to losing a friend to addiction. There's a song about a transgendered prostitute. There's a song about losing love. There's a song about finding love. There's a wide spectrum of topics on this record.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Amy, I'll let you take this one. Amy's sort of the bookworm. I'm sure she has a million quotes up her sleeve.
Hey, I just think it's like you got to look out for yourself as number one. But as long as you do that, then in the end, you've always got to end up happy.
I think yours is written on your own.
Yeah, I know. Mine is written on my own. I was just going to say that. It's Je ne regrette rien. It's from an Edith Piaf song, and it means I regret nothing. And I try to live by that every day, even if I did something really crazy the night before.